Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Sheriff Jim Mealy. Sheriff Mealy, continuing on the topic of marijuana, mentioned earlier that you've been keeping a close eye, kind of researching other states that have legalized marijuana, Colorado, of course, being one of those. You know, from a law enforcement perspective, looking at other states, what are kind of your biggest concerns now as California moves with legalization of recreational marijuana?
Well, you know, we need to clarify when we talk about the legalization of personal use. There's a difference between somebody who is using it for personal use, and I think the public the public does accept the fact that people should be able to use marijuana. Not only for medicinal purposes, but also for a recreational standpoint. And so when we're not talking about those people, we're not talking about that aspect of it. We're talking about the commercialization, the manufacturing, how is that going to look? The county, we have in place a policy and direction of what personal use is going to look like, and so, or what it will look like, and so what we're talking though is about the commercialization, which is completely different. It's a big business, and so how is that business going to look? And so when you look at Colorado and you look at some of the things that have that are going on in Colorado, if we want to take out the law enforcement's statistics of how many children are being affected, the suspension rate in Colorado, or the DUIs and those types of things. You just have to look at what do the crime stats? What is Colorado reporting to the federal government? What is California? What are some of the other states? Namely, what are the larger cities reporting back? And so, as some of my research as I was doing, the Denver Post talks about that, their headline back in July 11th, 2017 says crime rate in Colorado increases much faster than the rest of the country. And the article goes on to talk about that the 30 largest cities last year, all those cities, the crime went down except for in Colorado, where the crime rate crime rates either dropped or remained static in those 30 cities. But in Colorado, the crime rate per 100,000 people actually went up by 3.4%. And those crimes are auto thefts, rapes, murder, and robbery. Now, the article, the Denver Post, was very specific and said, you can't contribute this all to marijuana, and I'm not going to contribute this all to marijuana. But it is a contributing factor. They talked about that auto theft went up, and the reason why they feel that auto theft went up is because of the transient population. Well, is the transient population coming here because marijuana the industry is there because they felt that they can get jobs? I don't know. But you have to look at that has to be part a contributing factor, that industry. I'm not saying the personal use aspect of it, but the commercialization aspect or point is connected. So when those numbers disturb me. And so when we look locally and we look here within California, is that happening? Are we seeing some of those things? Well, in some communities we are seeing that. So I think that, in the first segment we talked about the Sessions memo. I think it's very easy for people to say, well, the whole reason why that the memo came out is because the federal government, this administration just doesn't want marijuana. Well, that might be that is probably a true statement, but we also have to look at, are they looking at Colorado? Are they looking at the fact that Colorado's not able to, or that Denver was a city, large city, that crime actually went up? What are the problems? So I think that, again, it goes back to what we talked about in the first segment. Maybe we need to slow down a little bit and look and see how we can do this better. So I read more articles on marijuana, going to different websites, you know, Forbes magazine, the Huffington Post, Mary Jane, you know, hemp. I'm constantly reading, and you get different, you get a different feel from each article. But the one thing I can say is that marijuana is here. People in government, government leaders need to take a stance of saying, we're going to solve this problem. We just can't sit back and say, okay, it's legalized now, go ahead and move forward. We need to have guidelines, and we need to have direction from the federal government. It's not fair for states, because we live in California, which the demographics are completely different than, let's say, Texas, or let's say Florida, or let's say Utah. The fact of the matter is that people here in California want to have personal use marijuana. As leaders, we need to step forward and say, this is what it's going to look like. This is what is safe for the communities. This is what's safe for our children. And this is what's safe, and these are our rules. And we haven't done that. We haven't done that. We haven't done a good job. Here we are, it's you know, middle of January, and we still haven't gotten clear rules from the state. We've talked about them. There are some things that are in place, but we're not, you know, we have, I think it was 670 permits that are issued. But, you know, what are all those rules? Where's that money going to go? How are they going to run those businesses and so on and so forth? So there are some things in some communities that are a little bit further ahead. But again, the state is nowhere near to where we should be to help the citizens of California to navigate through these very, very, very muddy waters.
Question that comes up sometimes at the Board of Supervisors from people who are pro-cannabis, and to paraphrase, you know, marijuana's here anyways. Why, as a sheriff's department or a county, should we be worrying so much about this? You know, what's kind of your reaction to hearing that point of view?
Well, you know, I guess my comment to that is that I worry about it because of all of the, I worry about alcohol. I worry about oxycodone, you know, prescription drugs. We have a huge problem with prescription drugs, the diversion of prescription drugs. People who may have had back pain, may have had some type of ailment, and then now all of a sudden are hooked on these opiates, and they can't get them from their doctors. And so what do? They revert to heroin use. So I'm concerned of all of those drugs, not just marijuana. I'm also concerned about methamphetamine. I'm concerned about those things because there is a population of people that are irresponsible. I'm not worried about the responsible people. I'm concerned about the irresponsible people that get on the roadways, that get behind the wheel of a car who is under the influence. And it doesn't matter to me if it's marijuana, if it's alcohol, or if it's oxycodone, or if it's heroin, whatever it is. The fact of the matter is that I'm concerned about that. And so to say, why marijuana's here, well, yes, and so is alcohol. And yes, so are some of these other drugs. But does that mean I just throw up my hands and say, oh, well, it's here. There's nothing I can do about it. No, that's not what my job is.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the Sheriff of Tuolumne County, Jim Mealy, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been talking about the new marijuana rules and regulations in the state. We'll continue with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.